Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was ESPN's Adam Schefter just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed that interview, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Use the rewind feature, or you can follow WEEI Afternoons podcasts. And I'll be honest, sometimes when you ask Schefter a question, you're not real sure exactly what you're going to get. Sometimes he can be a little cantankerous or whatever.
Yeah, he's almost like, oh, God, are they really asking me this?
So when I asked him, you know, did they just dump these two players essentially in Keon White and Kyle Duggar? I thought there was a chance, well, no, you know, value this. And he's like, oh, yeah, they dumped them. They've been trying to trade those guys for their clearing roster spot. Like, I was surprised how much he agreed with that tone.
Can we just talk about those deals a little bit?
Sure.
Because I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I find it kind of interesting that you realize that Duggar's last 2 years of his deal was wiped out.
Yeah.
Okay. How can that be allowed unless what? Like, you can't just he agrees to it.
Right.
Which to me, so, but I'm also trying to figure, like, why did you? You're still paying a lot of his salary too on this, so you trade him. But,
like $5.4 million remaining.
Which tells you what?
They wanted him gone. You just dumped him.
What was he doing that was so bad you had to get rid of him, you're still willing to pay his salary and only get a sixth-round draft pick for? That's to me, that's interesting. Like, what was so bad that you just had to get him out of your was there something going on behind the scenes? We don't know that he was being, I don't know, just not a good teammate. Have we heard any of that?
We have not heard any of that. I do think you could surmise, for a team that doesn't exactly have a boatload of depth at safety, to do that, that there was something. I think that's a safe assumption or consideration, just kind of reading the tea leaves. You're right, Ted. Clearly, they just wanted to unload him, and they did almost anything to get rid of him. Because you say they got a six-round pick. They sent a seventh, too.
Right.
They sent Duggar in a seventh, so they didn't even really get a six-round pick. They got to move up around in the draft. So they wanted him gone, and I think that's why Schefter agreed, because it is so clear and obvious. They wanted him gone. And why that is, I don't know. Fitzy, we talked a little bit about it earlier. We've heard about Keon White maybe being a little bit of a pain in the butt, or I've almost even seen it in his tone. And I have never seen Kyle Duggar give me any indication that he was a pain in the ass. If anything, he was a quiet leader, you know, sort of on the uptick. Quiet leader, he's, you know, kind of leads by example, not going to be a rah-rah guy, but just kind of goes about his bit. Like, that was kind of his Now it's like, well, what happened? Is he a quiet negative leader in the locker room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm just trying to figure out what was so bad that they were willing to still, when do the Patriots ever want to pay a guy's salary to get rid of him? Like, hardly ever.
And they don't need the money. They also don't need any money. Like, they have cap money now. They have cap money later.
You know where the sign was for this that they should have clued into it? They probably knew. You know where this was? You could have first seen that both these guys were going to get dealt.
Where?
They played in the third preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those guys that were out there in the third preseason, like, wow, Keon White's out there for a long time, you know? Yep. People want to know Keon White. It's like they asked Vrabel today about Keon White. Keon White, why did you like him? And no one wants to say it, but I'm going to say it. Go ahead, hit that, Stiz. Hips don't lie, baby. Hips don't lie.
Is this Bad Bunny?
This is
Shakira.
No one wants to say it, but Keon White is not as good as everyone thought he was. He never has been. And nobody ever wanted to say it.
Right.
But he's got stiff hips, and he doesn't have a knee bend, and he doesn't turn the corner like he should. And so he was limited in what he could do. So to me, it's scheme fit, scheme fit. He just wasn't good enough. I've said it. Sorry. He's gone. He's not going to give me that hard stare, you know, when I go to practice. So I can say it without hopefully retribution. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it was that hard to understand. I actually had somebody on Twitter ask me, why'd they get so little for Keon White? I said, I don't know, maybe 3 years' worth of tape has shown the NFL he's not that good.
People just think he's a lot better than he was. Right. I don't understand. He's not that good.
Probably, like, as a second-round pick, he didn't pan out. He just wasn't value. If you just say he's a pure depth, edge defensive lineman guy, okay, maybe you can sell me he belongs in the NFL near the bottom back end of a depth chart. But I always thought, like, it always looked like if he couldn't just overpower the tackle, like bull rush the tackle, he's like, well, I got nothing else to do. I gave you what I got. That's all I got. Like, I don't. And even times, he did a little bit of, and earmuffs, because I might take a shot at one of your former teammates. He did a little bit of, like, I'm just going to rush right by the quarterback. And that old thing, like, the worst place to be as a pass rusher is behind the quarterback. He would do that, too. It's like he didn't really care.
Who's my teammate?
Chris Slade.
Oh, my man, Slater.
Chris Slade like to run Chris around alone. Behind the quarterback.
That's the most sacks in UVA history. Hey, real quick, a lot of people aren't talking about this, but people say, oh, you know, you send out two defensive players, you get anybody back. Yeah, they signed John Saunders. Does anybody know that off the practice squad for the Miami?
What does that bring?
He's on the active roster, so he's worth mentioning.
But he wasn't on the active roster for anybody.
Where were you going to get a safety? Like, where do you think you just pick players up? Like, they're just out
trade.
There?
The trade deadline. I was hoping they had a safety in mind, that they unloaded one, and they had a guy that they envisioned is the third or fourth safety somewhere.
So you think you're going to get a starting safety from a team that didn't want this safety? Well,
they don't need a starting safety. They like their starters, I think. I think they like Hawkins and Woodson.
Okay, so you think signing a guy off of a practice squad can't be a backup?
I don't know. I mean, he's like the 160th best safety in football based on just like numbers.
Well, I just don't know where you think they don't have a store where you go buy safeties at.
No, trade deadline. I assume
off of practice squads.
Looking on Amazon right now, they don't have any safeties there either.
They're not there either, huh?
No.
What about eBay?
Maybe get them off a bad Dolphins team's practice squad.
The Steelers seem to have found a store. It's called the New England Patriots apparently.
This also makes me look back. I think they wanted, in a weird way, even though they released Peppers first, I feel like they wanted Duggar even less all along. And Schefter said it. They've been trying to trade him maybe for months back to the summer. I still would have.
His number was a lot bigger. That's why.
Yeah, I know, but I would have found out a way. Like, I would have liked to have kept Peppers and traded Duggar all along.
I agree.
Like, and now the Steelers have both, and who knows if that. Wouldn't it be something if you ran into them again? If you played a playoff game and all of a sudden Drake May lines up and he sees like Kyle Duggar to his left and Jabril Peppers to his right.
Well, he's already seen Jabril Peppers force a fumble against
the
Patriots.
Yeah, I know. And that's my question is what happens if that bites you in the ass? Now, you might argue
they're
that.
They're not going to meet the Steelers in the playoffs.
Please. Or Josh McDaniels says, I'll take my chances against those two in coverage. I think I can do just
exactly
fine against
what
those guys.
Take. Yeah.
Yes, Dimbo.
Yeah, we go live between the ears of Drake May, seeing those two on the other side of the ball going, yeah, I'm throwing for 400 today.
Yeah.
Yeah, my deep ball completion percentage just went up. Is that Duggar? Yeah, I saw him against the Saints when he tries to cover a wide receiver.
Oh,
it doesn't
there,
go well.
There goes Kayshawn. Oh, he ran right by him. Yeah, something like that.
So we also, Dimbo, what was the other audio? I just drew a blank that we wanted to throw to
you. Peter Schrager on Pat McAfee earlier today, talking about the same thing. We're grabbing it in just a moment. Also talking about the trade deadline. So apparently, and Stiz has it now, the ESPN consensus is that the Patriots are still going to be active.
Vrabel and McDaniels are coaching up this team that's so young that they have this unselfish vibe to them, in that you look at the wide receivers and you look at the tight ends, it's like everybody eats. I went through it earlier this week. I was on NFL Live, and I was like, Booty led the team in receiving one week. Stevenson did. Mac Hollins did. Hunter Henry did. And they all celebrate each other. There's this great young vibe. So nothing against Keon White or Kyle Duggar, but this is like Vrabel's vision of a future, Vrabel's vision of this run right now. Drake May is at the switch. He's the guy. But if if I don't see you as all in and for like the future and for the long term, and we don't necessarily need you on the field, like I'm going to move on and I'm going to use that space elsewhere. So I would keep an eye on them after this weekend's game against the Falcons. Do they make a trade in that 48-hour window? And if not, in the next free agency period, gosh, they're going to have a wonderful thing to sell free agents. Look what you can come and join, a great culture with guys who are all on board.
Sometimes I listen to Peter Schrager and I'm like, wow. He makes us look objective, like we're not homers or like we're not getting caught
up. Yeah.
He was preaching everything we were talking about there, right down to the vibes, Fitzy. He threw vibes in there. I was like, was he listening to our show? We've been talking a lot about vibes around here. Even going back to the Drake May original cut we played when he said, you know, the interceptions, forget those for whatever, forget those. But Peter Schrager, big fan of what the Patriots are doing right now, Fitzy.
Yes, he is. And there's every reason to understand why, because the endorsement tape is out there now. Thanks to all the deep balls and the victories and the fact that everyone sees that they are well ahead of schedule in terms of their rebuild and regaining their footing in the AFC. And I love the fact that he like others, like Schefter just did in the last half hour, believe the Patriots are in joining the ranks of Russini, that they're far from done. This should be a work in progress all the way through. It should never stop. The only constant should be Josh, Mike Vrabel, Will Campbell, Drake May.
You guys watch boxing? You guys are boxing fans? You've seen it? Okay. You know, what happens when a boxer hits his opponent and you can see he stunned him a little bit? He kind of like wobbles a little bit. What does that boxer do?
Go into the kill.
Goes in harder.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots realize they've stunned the kind of NFL right now, and they got an opportunity to go in there and knock them out. And so they're going to be active on the trade deadline, I bet.
So I'm glad you said that, because
I mean, they already are.
Yeah, they've already been active. But you know, lower level type moves. I think some of us on the outside want to get greedy. Alex Cora word from a couple years ago, get greedy. And Vrabel, remember, poo-pooed that maybe like 3 weeks ago when Karen said like...
when they didn't have as good of a record.
Okay, so they have won since then. Let's say three more wins or 2 to 3 more wins since then. But Schefter also, when I asked him how you support Drake May, he said, don't do anything crazy or whatever his words were. Mm-hmm. And that, like, I feel like they should overspend. Like, if the right opportunity, not just, you know, boom, 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 let's just throw in money out at a strip club, but if the right thing is available, whatever they deem that to be, and we talked about it earlier, we're starting to trust them. Whatever they feel like is, but if it's a tackle, if it's a wide receiver, if it's a running back, and you really weren't going to trade a day two pick, but somebody goes, Breece Hall, your guy, would you do it? Like, are you ready to take, like, that little bit of an overpay step? Because I'm not sure they are.
Well, because it's just not in their DNA. They don't like feel comfortable. And the times they have done it, I think they've gotten burned.
But what about Mike?
Right.
Like, add him to that.
Well, yeah. See, I think what Mike feels is he's got an opportunity. This is, why not go all in for this year?
Nobody
was expecting it. And now all of a sudden, look what we got. Why are we going to tiptoe and play it safe? We got an opportunity to capture the imagination and the hearts of all these Patriot fans. Are the Patriots fans bully bought?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
bought in on this team? Are they still kind of wait and see? Does
wait
it feel like
they're not fully bought in?
You make another deal, and then, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mike wants to – he's got people curious. Now he wants to really kind of get them all in.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I want to follow up on your question there, Ted. Bought in as a what? I think fans are bought in as a playoff team, but anything deeper than that, probably that's where your pessimism
right.
starts. That'd be my guess.
That was the poll the other day.
I don't get the sense when I talk to people like, oh, my God, these Patriots are awesome, man. And I mean, part of it maybe is the schedule. There's still a lot of unknowns. Maybe they got to do more. They're just haven't done enough to prove to them that they got a legit team.
I guess.
I don't get the sense that Patriot fans are all in on
this
team.
With you. I think that the sense I get is they're all in on Drake May. He's awesome.
Right.
Oh, my God, Drake May is so awesome. The team is, and maybe you're right, maybe it's the schedule. Maybe they're a little hesitant to go all in on the team. But the poll the other day when I said, are they true Super Bowl contenders? Remember, no one. I forgot what the number was, but it was 60-something percent said no. More fans said no, they're not Super Bowl contenders. I don't know if they need A.J. Brown or Myles Garrett to flip that switch, Ted. I feel like a lesser move could do that, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Fitzy's guy, the Dolphins pass rush.
No, it's got to be somebody everyone knows, because I just said John Saunders, and you're like,
nah, he's a practice squad. I'd like it if
he's
on somebody's
roster. He's on the active roster.
He's good enough for you and me, Ted.
Can I just tell you, they think he's a better option than Kyle Duggar, or else they wouldn't have done it.
Correct. They just wanted Duggar gone. I don't know that they actually believe he's a better option. We'll see once the trades shake down.
Okay, we'll
I'm
see.
Still hoping they have a safety in mind that they could trade for, a versatile defensive back they could trade for. But my point is, I think in past years it was so bad to move the needle, you needed an A.J. Brown or you needed a whatever. I think maybe you could get, you know, Robert Spillane, for example. I know he's already on the team, but if you could get that level of player where people have heard of him, and then when they Google him, they're like, oh, he did this for that team for this many years. Like, I think that level might say, oh, that puts us over the top. Yes, Dan Ball.
I also think that might be part of the problem, too. I think fans want players who I don't have to Google. I just hear name, Stephon Diggs, and I know what I'm
watching.
So,
Jacoby Myers.
Ready to burn some cash.
Jacoby Myers is not A.J. Brown.
Last year screwed up the whole equation. That's why the calculus is so messed up for fans. 2021 Paper Tigers, they bought in, they got burned. Last year they heard we're going to be great, win more games than last year, burn some cash. Team was an absolute tire fire by the side of the road.
And the other thing that is part of my calculus, to use your word, Fitzy, is we've had the Red Sox do some of these. Oh, they traded away one guy and they brought in two guys. I don't really care about any of them. Is that buying or is that selling? And if they do that, if they trade away Duggar and they trade away White and bring in two guys I've never heard of, it's like, did they buy or did they sell?
You know, that's fair. And I also think, honestly, I don't think the fans know a lot of these players. They're all new.
Right.
There's so many new contributing players to this team that it's just kind of like, wait, who's Roberts playing again?
Right. Or Mac Hollins is another good example.
Will Williams, okay, he was a lineman for the Eagles. He was pretty good, right? He's our biggest, but they don't know these guys yet.
They're not sexy names like A.J. Brown. But Mac Hollins is the type of player that I didn't think was going to be a key contributor, who clearly has become a key contributor for this team. So if you added a Mac Hollins level player, is that a fair target right now? Because if the one thing I'd say about Schrager is he did a similar thing to Schefter. He was like, watch the Patriots. They could be active. And if it's not at the trade deadline, then it'll be in free agency. And it's like, well, those are two very different things, Peter.
And by the way, these two deals that they did, the Duggar and Keon, do you think Elliott Wolf was even close to being involved in those deals?
Yeah, I do. I think Mike told him who to call and what to do.
Oh, so he made the calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call so-and-so and tell him I'll be right there.
It's like when I talk to my wife and I go, I want Chinese for dinner. So can you call? I'd like a poo-poo platter and some General Tso's chicken.
I saw Diana Rossini quote tweet her own report and go, great move by Patriots GM Elliott Wolf.
Oh,
I went, are you kidding me?
And that's where.
That's interesting.
That's
yeah,
where sources get outed. You just made it clear you have a relationship with Elliott Wolf because no one else in New England is going to go over the top to include Elliott Wolf.
Isn't Rossini the only one in the NFL defending Belichick too, like recently in her recent
a little
comments.
Bit. Yeah. She's also been in hot water for something else. She criticized somebody.
Oh, there was a report about I think Steve Sarkisian that she had a creative way of saying she might have fabricated some stuff.
Yes, Sarkisian is questioning her report.
Yeah. Well, but what does she know about college football?
Yeah, I don't know. And that's where you get in trouble when you run with something. But, yeah, that was when you say Elliot Wolf with a great job. It's like when the reporters say in a deal that was negotiated by athletes first, third agent and, you know, Ted Johnson. And you're like, I'm guessing you have a relationship with Ted Johnson.
I know who paid for the bar tab a couple months ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't be involved in a trade that where he just signed Kyle Duggar to a big deal.
Yeah.
The last thing he's going to do is trade the guy that he just signed to a big deal, right?
It's true.
I'm sure Vrabel reminds him of that, like in different littles. Knowing how, like what he did this week with when they were done with their gimmick plays, we were fine on defense.
Yeah.
Hey, Elliot, anybody else you want to give out a bad contract to that we'll trade?
Can you imagine like what it's like? Elliot's in the hallways and he walks by Mike's office. I hope Mike will call me in his office someday. It'd be nice.
You think it's that, or does he run by so he doesn't get called in?
Maybe.
Because that one day he might call him in and say, it's not really working out, Elliot. I've gotten the approval now that I've won enough games to get rid of you.
You think he has the power to get rid of Elliot?
I think every victory he adds, he gets a step closer to doing whatever the hell he wants.
Whole thing for that.
Think he needs to win the Super Bowl to have that full.
What's that he gave Belichick all the power after the Super Bowl?
I don't know. He's trending in the right direction. 617-779-7937. I will say it's fun to talk about a trade deadline when it's not about dismantling the roster or how much you suck or preparing for the offseason. When you're actually talking about adding players to maybe, I don't know, help you make a run in the playoffs or go to the Super Bowl, and that's where the Patriots are. Peter Schrager, Adam Schefter, they all say the Patriots aren't done. The only question is, where are they shopping? Is it top shelf, or is it just to fill out the roster? We'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Up next, though, we do need to touch on the World Series. Shohei Ohtani was back at it, this time on the mound. He wasn't spectacular, and the Dodgers didn't win. But he did go out there after having 9 straight appearances in which he made it to base in an 18-inning game. He did go out there and give you 6 innings of 2-run ball. Not bad for a starting pitcher in the postseason. Shohei Ohtani, greatest baseball player ever. And is he in the conversation for greatest athlete ever? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.